So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
In the summer of 2004, I packed my red Dodge Neon and I left my hometown of El Paso. As I was packing my things, the typical college freshman stuff, there was a freezer or fridge, a TV with a DVD-VCR combo, an overstuffed chair. I had a lot of time to think about what I was leaving behind. It was not just my family, but I was also leaving behind the old Janina. On that 8-hour drive, as the mountain and the desert terrain turned into hill country, I thought about who I wanted the new Janina to be. I wanted the new Janina to put herself out there. I wanted her to have adventures. I wanted her to date. I had really protective parents growing up. My mom was somewhere between telling me to go out there and date and then reminding me constantly that I had to see the world before I got married. And my dad was in law enforcement. And so he ran the license plate of any guy that came to pick me up. Sorry, just thinking about that. So during freshman orientation, it was really my goal to find a bunch of new friends that were all set on making their own new selves come true too. On one of our first unsupervised nights, we did what any teenagers would do in San Antonio in the early 2000s. We went to Club Rio. Yeah. So about 4 to 5 cars pulled up near the dorm, and it was like a free-for-all of freshmen just piling in to get their ride to the club. And so my compact car was now filled with all my new friends. We did a quick look around to see if there was anybody who hadn't gotten a ride, and we saw this one guy. So my best friend called him over, and he hopped in the car. And in a majority women's school, we had not seen him before. He was tall, he had dirty blonde hair, he was white with blue eyes, and for a border girl like me, he was exotic. So we got to talking, and I found out he was a chemistry major from Houston. And that first night we met, we flirted, we danced really awkwardly, and it was the start of my first relationship, a 4-year relationship, and one that would give me my first heartbreak. Our first love was filled with a lot of first love tropes. We would spend summers apart, and when we did, we would send each other care packages with pictures and handmade cards and all kinds of love notes. And then when we were in school, we would go to parties together, study together, and in between all of class and extracurricular activities, we squeeze in movies and dates. Sophomore year, I remember him being kind of drunk and then getting on his knees and promising to marry me. There was no ring, but it was really sincere. Or so I thought. We met each other's families, and I became really good friends with his sister. And I started to get this confidence, this first love confidence. Did I get this right the first time? Is he the one? This love stuff is so easy. As our senior year rolled on, we had a lot of preparing to do for the next phase of our life. He decided to double major. It turns out the new Michael wanted to be an actor and a chemistry major. And I had gotten my second internship. And our time together was becoming less frequent. He decided to get a part-time job so that he could save for an apartment. And I started to see him less and less. So one morning, I decided to stop by his dorm and just hang out before class. Knocked on the door, he let me in and said, make yourself at home. So I did, sat down. He was gonna take a shower to get ready. And once I heard that water click on, I kinda looked around and I noticed he had left his flip phone charging. Yeah. And if you remember back in the day, a flip phone could go about a week without a charge. So this was really rare. And aside from spending less time together, we also were together, and he would always be on his phone texting these new friends from his new job. And I wanted to know who these friends were. So I sat down and I looked at the phone, and it was kind of calling to me. So I picked it up and I flipped it open, and the last red message popped up. Want to fuck. I looked at it and I was thinking these words would change. I took one, two, three really hard blinks, and I looked at that 1-inch by 1-inch screen, and they were still there from a girl named Amanda. And so I thought to myself, snooping can really go one of two ways. You can look for something and find nothing and feel relieved, or you can find what you're looking for and feel devastated. And that long windup hit me. I had a heat in my stomach, and I just felt so mad and disappointed. And I wanted to go in there and like break down the door and confront him. But I just sat on that bed, and that dorm room just kind of shrank around me. When he finally did get out, I stood up and I looked him in the eye, and I was pretty adamant. I was like, who's Amanda? And I could see a look of guilt on his face. I don't remember if he made it to class, but I do know that we argued, and there was a lot of disappointment and a lot of crying. And it was a sucker punch from a flip phone, a wanna fuck text from a flip phone. But it was my first hit of the reality of dating. And not only had the new Janina put herself out there and had an adventure, but she also had her first heartbreak too. Thank you.